am not gay. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Yeah, leave that in. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, no, no. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown. Cause don't it make my brown eyes blue?
The Don and Mike Show.
There he is.
They race to the funny. Don and Mike.
Well, we did the big build up, and we had Tommy Chong on a couple of weeks ago. Now let's fill out the other side of that.
Yeah.
Big bowl of God, you're great.
Oh, absolutely. We're big fans.
Right, here's the other half of Cheech and Chong. Here is Cheech Marin. Hello, Cheech.
Hi, Cheech.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, dude, what's happening? A pleasure to talk to you. When we had Tommy Chong on a couple of weeks ago, just coincidence we had him on as well. We're going to have you on now. I'll tell you the same thing I told them. God damn. I mean, back in the day, nothing like Cheech and Chong. Nothing like it. Nothing like getting that record. Nothing like putting that on and seriously having my mom and dad be so pissed about that. You guys, you were just great.
We tried our best to, you know, smooth out relations between parents and kids.
It really was, you know, I guess for a while there between kids and their parents, a little bit polarizing, but really when you look back on it, seriously, I mean, structurally, just a great, great comedy albums. You guys came up with so many cutting edge things that people remember forever, and I'm sure you get it to this very day.
Oh, I love getting it to this very day.
But before we start talking to Cheech, let's mention he's going to be here in D.C. on Wednesday, September 5th for the Smithsonian Latino Center, and they're having their Legacy Award ceremony. Cool. And we're not going to be here then, which is why we're talking to Cheech now rather than then. Cheech, if I may call you Cheech.
You may call me.
Thank you.
The Cheech would be more proper.
The Cheech. Mr. Cheech, acceptable?
Mr. The Cheech.
Mr. The Cheech, will we ever see a Mr. The Cheech and a Mr. The Chong get back together?
You never know.
Oh, that's good. You know, because Tommy Chong was on the show, sort of said the same thing. There was interest there. I mean, I think a reunion of you guys, it would be pretty terrific. A lot of people, I'm sure, tell you that.
If the Eagles got back together, anything could happen.
Now, after Cheech and Chong, you went off, and I know that you were on that show with Don Johnson.
Uh-huh.
And I know you got the kid. Can you just explain to me? I've always loved the concept. When you did the kids' book, the school bus thing, the whole thing.
Cheech the school bus driver.
When that is laid down, I'm thinking about the first ad exec that sits down and says, okay, I got a great idea for kids' book. How many of you know Cheech and Chong? How did that happen?
Well, I made a couple of children's records first, a call from Cheech the bus driver. And it was my old record producer, Lou Adler, who did all the records with us. And he was starting this bilingual label for kids. And he said I would be the perfect guy. So I'm always into music. So I said, oh, that'd be a perfect thing to do. So I did that in the books, which are the first ones out now, HarperCollins. They based it on that character. So it was kind of a natural progression, you know. I mean, our stuff was obviously kid friendly.
So you would have to, you have no problems now being the Cheech that writes kids books and also being the Cheech that, you know, that I love.
I have an audience that goes from womb to tomb, you know.
I've heard that before. Right?
Yeah, we love that expression. Right, so do you get anybody? I mean, here's the situation. This is what I picture. You know, you're doing the kids book right now. You get the parent that probably knew of you when you were doing the Cheech and Chong stuff.
Uh-huh.
You ever get any friction from that? Not
never.
At all?
Not at all. Why should there be? Everybody loves me. I'm the Cheech.
You're Mr. the Cheech.
We were telling Tommy.
I spread peace and love amongst all my followers.
You know, you can safely say really not a lot of violence in Cheech and Chong back then.
No. We were telling Tommy Chong, I think still maybe, and I don't know why, you know, things strike people as funny. In one of your guys' movies, the one where you're hiding the weed in a pool and it's a fake top on the pool and it's made out of paper and you're on the top of a ladder when you get and it's one of those things when you saw it in the theater, it was like, oh my God, I'm gonna pee. This is so incredibly funny. You guys, God damn it. Please get back together.
When you're doing it way back when and you're making that kind of stuff. Do you have any idea? When you're actually coming up with the ideas and then you're executing the ideas, Mr. the Cheech, do you have any feeling that this is going to be absolute killer stuff? This is going to work? Because you are, in fact, you're not in front of a live audience. You're making an album. Huh? Do you know it's going to be, iconic?
If it didn't make us laugh, well, then it didn't go in. But if it made us crack up, then we knew it would make other people crack up, too.
When you were writing your stuff, did you have a gang around, or was it just you and Tommy primarily?
Yeah, just me and Tommy. When we were in the studio, it was us two and an engineer. That was it.
Wow.
And like in that bit you're referring to from Nice Dreams, got up on that time. Tommy says, well, go up on the ladder and do something.
That's it. That's how it
that
works.
Was it. Yeah, I started swimming.
too fantastic. May we play you a bit of when we had Tommy Chong on the show?
Sure.
And we asked him, because we had no idea we were talking to you, we said, you know, we love Cheech and Chong. We ever get back together. Here's what Tommy Chong said. What is the status of you and Cheech now?
You know, there's rumors that we might do a reunion, you know, but I'm still waiting for the reality of the rumor to come. And so right now, Cheech, like I say, he's divorcing for the third time, and he's working, and, you know, he goes golfing a lot. He's a golfer, and he's got an art collection that boggles the mind. And so he's really, you know, he's really occupied with his art collection and his golfing.
And, so would you? And trying to hold on to his art collection, I would imagine. Now.
Yeah, well, no, he gave up most of it.
Now, that sounds to me, if I can interpret that, Cheech, as Tommy would be pretty well set on getting together and doing a reunion thing. I mean, that sounds like he's still kidding around with you and he's still having fun. And
we just might.
Okay.
That's cool. What I like to hear. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Very good.
That's, I can say no more or gotcha. Tell me. Right.
Okay,
no
very good. Very
all
good.
Right, dude. Thank
but
you.
But there's a possibility.
Okay, I think people are ready for it. I really, I mean, especially with comedy, you know, I think when you look at the body of comedy movies, especially, they're so few and far between now. Well, I think that would be great.
We have to do it in a different way because of legal reasons, but we have to kind of start it as a religion.
There.
First, I believe that's a little clue.
If we get incorporated as a religion, then we get to keep all the money. I mean, we get to come back and as people.
Good for you.
You know, Cheech, it's nice to talk to you after we talk to Tommy, and you're cool, like he was cool. How many people after they meet you? And they get them giving you a prostate exam like we did because we like you so much. Just go, God, you know what? Both Chong and Cheech, you know, they are both really cool guys. You must get that a lot. You're not a dick.
Oh, well, some people.
I'm sure you could be. You've not been to us.
No, you know, we really typify the attitude of the A's. We're very laid back, and if we could be laid back with each other, that would be great.
Do you think, what if somebody, I would imagine that Cheech, when people come up to you, it would be for over the years, a lot of people, hey, man, come on, let's go party. Does that ever get old for you?
Yeah, no. Consider the source.
Consider the source, keep moving on. If you're in the mood, you do. If you're not in the mood, you don't, right?
You know, the funniest experience I ever had is that I did the Macy's Day Parade one time in New York, and you stand on this float, and you go all through New York. I mean, it's a huge parade. And during the course of that parade, you hear everything that you've ever done in your life shouted back at you at some point during the parade. And you, wow, how did they remember that? I don't even remember it.
That's got to be gratifying, I would imagine.
It is great. I mean, it's great to have people remember you from all kinds of different things. That's what I've tried to do, is just do all kinds of different things.
I mean, like, would you be pissed if someone walks up to the street and says, hey, Dave's not here?
Mm-hmm.
Right away, would you say to that person, hey, that's good, or would you just say, Jesus Christ, dude, that was 35, 40 years ago?
No, God, thank God you remembered it that long. Yeah, Dave still ain't here.
And, of course, the one that we love on this show, live from the basement of the science building.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing greater than that
one. Dorm Radio, D.O. That's from one of your first albums.
Oh, no, that was one of the later albums. Oh,
was it really?
All right.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, live.
And, of course, I remember it was Tin Cup. You were in Tin Cup.
Yeah.
You did a great job in that. Do you play as much golf as Tommy was alluding to there? Do you play a lot of golf?
I do, as a matter of
what's
fact.
What's your handicap?
I'm a 13.
Okay.
Is that good or bad, Mike?
That's pretty good. That's very, very good. Do you get out often? How often do you get out?
As much as I can sneak out.
Oh, good for you. All right.
I just got back from Boston. I was playing a bunch of dates there, and had a great time playing golf. I played in Falmouth.
Falmouth, right?
Falmouth,
Massachusetts.
And Marion, Massachusetts, my favorite golf course in the world is Catansett. I get to play there for 3 days in a row.
Hey, well, when we talked to Tommy, we talked a little bit about Basketball Jones and all the people that were on that song. I'd like to ask you about Blowed On, which is another great one that I love. Can you tell me about the production on that? Because
David Foster produced that.
You're kidding. You mean that guy from St. Elmo's Fire?
No,
not that guy?
Was he?
I think that's how most people know him, the famous arranger, right?
Yeah, the famous producer. He won't produce it. He produces everyone. I mean, you know, you name it. Celine Dion, Barbara Streisand, Michael Bublé. He was actually one of the judges on the singing show I did, the Celebrity Duets.
How did that go?
It was good.
Okay.
I had a lot of fun. I got to sing with a lot of my idols. That was as much fun as
I would imagine that you get offered quite a bit with the reality programming that's out there. You get anybody ever try to hit you up for Dancing with the Stars?
No, my knees are all gone.
Wouldn't be able to do it?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
I'm going to wait for to have Chilling with the Stars.
Chilling with the Stars.
Somebody just looked it up here. That very same guy that did Blowed On also did the love theme from St. Elmo's Fire.
Wow.
One more. He's got 30 Grammys or something like that.
And as far as if you don't go ahead and get together with old Tommy, you're going to do the kids' books, more of those to come, you think?
Yeah, there's two more coming. The first one's out right now. You can get it in any bookstore. And there's be two more coming. And then I'll do some more books. I'm also very involved with art, which I do a lot. And I travel with that a lot and putting up more shows.
I have to ask you this. With your image and the way people perceive you, and I'm talking about people that have grown up with you, with the Cheech and Chong, that whole image, what would be the biggest surprise about you, Cheech Marin, that people wouldn't know, that people might be surprised at when they think of your whole body of work?
That I'm really Iranian.
That is a surprising.
Good answer.
But don't say anything. You know, it's a secret thing going on.
It's a secret. He's kept, he's kept it all these years.
Listen, this is what I guess
love that
from a later album. Here we go. Here's more.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building. Great.
I mean, you don't know, even that little clip has lived on our radio show for over 20 years. There are people who now refer to nerds as people who live in the basement of the science building, and it's all based on that goddamn tape.
And think of all the good he can do in the Middle East now that his secret is out.
My real name is Osama, but, you know, keep it to yourself.
Well, Cheech, it really has been an honor to say hello to you.
My pleasure.
And I hope you get back with Tommy. Whatever happens, we're big
fans.
You
never know. If we do, everybody will know about it.
Hey, and if you do, please, both of you guys come back on the show, okay?
Yeah, we will.
All right, Cheech, nice talking to you, dude.
Thanks an awful lot, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Be good. Bye-bye.
Cheech Marin, that went pretty well. Yeah.
Mr. the Cheech Marin.
Great.
Good guy. Still, you know, I mean, it's so funny because Tommy kind of, you know, alluded to the fact that maybe he's playing golf and has the art collection, but he's laid back, too. I'd like to see those guys get back together.
I got the feeling from Tommy Chong that he wanted to and that Cheech Marin, like, didn't want to be a part of it, but then I got the opposite feeling when we just asked him about it, right?
Get the feeling from Cheech, if the price is right,
that's
I think
right.
They'll do it.
That's what
I see it happening. I think somebody should do it. I think it'll be funny. Couple of old guys now running around. That'll be hysterical.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, I wanted to talk about Cheech being on Jeopardy, and I believe he won when he was on there.
Yeah, I think you're right. The modern Cheech.
The modern Cheech is a smart guy.
Yeah, the new Cheech.
Cheech the school bus driver.
I mean, the real Cheech.
The Cheech.
The Cheecher that we have now.
Uh-huh. Celebrity chilling. Just see him there with a big old fatty. Just enjoying his life.
Well, you threw that in when he said he was on that dance, the singing show.
Yeah, the duets. Said,
how'd that work out for you?
He
came right back with, hey, it was great.
He enjoyed it.
Loved it.
It was great.
Well, I would imagine with the body of work they've done, they don't have to worry too much. Except if he is doing that.
Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building.
You know, if it is the divorces, you know, it might be a little taxing. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's time for those guys to get back together.
Well, you'd be back out on the road.
Cheech and Chong, man. Hey, Dave, where's the stuff?
Here's breaking news that we've had for about an hour.
Mm-hmm. John is guilty of the flashing?
The first time. No, it has nothing to do with that. Nothing with that. And nothing on that school bus either.
Okay.
You little bastards.
0539, right?
I'd like to find you all and pull all the hairs out of your ears.
There'll be punishment. Don't worry.
Your little child ears. With pliers.
Ow!
Big pliers, you little bastards.
I still have the little mental picture of all the little hands coming out, flipping you off.
And then I want to throw peanut butter sandwiches at you while I drive by in my car and you're on your bicycles.
Or you can just tie them to the hood of the car.
Oh, I dream of that, Mike.
Wouldn't that be fun, man?
Okay, here we go.
But why do you guys hate kids?
Not like you.
From the New York Post.
Yes.
The last thing you'd expect to find in Howard Stern's bathroom is a set of dentures. But that's what a crew on a photo shoot of his house for a Hamptons magazine found.
Really?
The reporter got lost
and
ended up in the master bedroom bathroom.
Wow.
Sitting on the counter were a set of dentures.
Oh, Jesus. You think they're his?
Excuse me. A rep for Stern did not return multiple requests for comment.
What's her name? Beth Ostrovsky or whatever? Yeah. Is that his lady's name?
Yeah, I don't
his fiance? Are they getting married?
I don't know if they are or not.
I would have to think they're not hers.
No, of course not.
They're not hers.
You know, he used to have his father on all the time. Is his father still alive? His father or his mother?
I don't know. Why can't we all just jump to the conclusion that
they're Howard's?
His, that they're his.
I'll jump with you.
Perhaps he should have invented flossing.
I'm trying to think. You know, when you see all the pictures of Howard, all his publicity photos, and Lord knows we saw enough of them when we were over at the other place because we were on the same station, and I believe the mouth was usually closed.
As a matter of fact, that may be where we stole, like, our pouty a picture from because
we always wanted to have publicity photos done like Howard because Howard wouldn't mug for the cameras and we always envied him of that.
We would always be pissed off on the rare occasion the station would promote the show, like on a bus side, it would be a picture of Howard on one side
looking very serious with his sunglasses
and us on the other side looking like John Wayne Gacy in clown makeup.
I mean, really, all they wanted to give us was the rubber chicken, you know, be crazy, be goofy. And for years we let them have their way with us.
Mm-hmm. And now our publicity picture, if I have one more person come up to me from Baltimore and say, I see that billboard of you guys. Like, why are you so mad in that billboard?
Yeah, why? Because we wanted to be serious for a change. We wanted to be like we are really most of the time when the microphones are off.
No, like always.
Sullen and sulking and pouting.
No, like always, we wanted to be just like Howard Stern.
With dentures and everything.
Right.
Well, somebody, you know, I really... Howard has led a charmed life. Yes. He truly has. As far as the media is concerned, he had the movie. It was great for him then. I want somebody to do some digging on this, find out if this is true.
Anyway, since when does Howard Stern open up his house for a Hamptons magazine? Isn't that a little Kelly Ripa?
Yeah, it's Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa. Kelly, what did I say?
It's Kelly? Kelly Ripa-ish.
We knew
it. Yeah, it's probably since he got all that money. You know, he's out in the Hamptons. Howard indentures. I bet they're gold-plated dentures.
Hello,
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Greg.
I bet he's got a house made of ham.
I doubt that very much.
A big.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You're right. What was I thinking? I was just thinking about that old joke where a hillbilly has a truck made of ham. Of course, Rob.
His house might be pastrami, beef,
non kosher.
House made of beef, and in the back a pool shaped like a chocolate banjo.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah. Don and Mike, Greg.
Yes, we are.
Biggest, their biggest one from their Big Bambooey album. It goes, taste. Oh,
tastes like dog dung? Yeah, tastes like dog dung. Great, man.
All right, everybody has their own favorite Cheech and Chong moment.
And I think everybody can agree that when this man, you know, developed his love for that moment, he was so high.
My favorite Cheech and Chong moment was this call.
And about dog dung, Cheech Marin had to be deleted out when he threw out the word BS a couple of times.
Yeah. Threw BS in there.
But in a nice way.
Yes. Yes, it was not directed at us.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, am I on the air?
Yes, you are. Barely. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
What?
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
All right.
Oh, no, that's not fair.
Bye.
No.
Bastard.
No. Prank caller.
I don't know you. Who is this? Don't come here. I'm hanging up the phone. Prank caller.
Prank caller.
That's not fair.
One Adam 12. We need a black and white. to Hubbard Drive in Rockville. One Adam 12.
Mexican Americans.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.